Jesus is Lord and Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome. I am Dr. Ruth. We are celebrating Easter 2023, the resurrection of the only Messiah, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I trust God you are excited during this season and today and actually forevermore because Jesus is alive. Come on, friend, do you believe that? You see, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a historical event that took place over 2,000 years ago, verified by eyewitness evidence. And all four Gospels, the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, records this historical event. Just in case you're not aware, Jesus Christ was 100% man and 100% God. And he lived here on planet Earth, had his ministry here for slightly over 3 years. He was the Messiah that was prophesied during the Old Testament time that would come. He came into this world, and throughout his ministry, he was fulfilling all Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah. And towards the end of his ministry, as prophesied, he was crucified on that cross. He died on Calvary's cross for the sins of the entire human race. He died for you. He died for me because of the transgression that Adam and Eve committed, as recorded in Genesis chapter 3. Jesus Christ took care of that. He died on Calvary's cross and was buried, but that was not the end of the story. On the third day, God the Father raised him from the dead, bodily form, eyewitness. People saw him. So that is why we celebrate Easter, because it is the most supernatural, blessed news there is. Jesus Christ is alive, seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for all of his true followers. Are you a true follower of Jesus Christ? Come on. We are blessed. Easter is a time of rejoicing. It's a time of hope. It's a time of joy because Jesus Christ is in us, friend. So today, I have titled this message, which I really just want to encourage you. I have titled this, Excelling in the Power of the Resurrection. Because when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, the power, that same power that raised him from the dead, was released into the human race. But we have to believe that, to access that, so we can excel in this present day and age. So, real quick, several scriptures teach us about this power that is available to us. But today, I want to focus on one scriptural passage. But before we get there, I want to say that the resurrection of Jesus Christ means three key things to you. Please write this down if you are taking notes. Number one, as I mentioned earlier, it means that we serve a Messiah who is alive. Jesus Christ is alive. I could say that all day long because he lives in me. He's watching over me through the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is alive. As I said, it is documented through our scriptures. Right after his resurrection, he appeared to his first century disciples. And then the Bible teaches that he appeared to over 500 people at the same time. Friend, Jesus Christ is the only Messiah. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. To have a relationship with the only true living God, you can only come through Jesus Christ. No human being in the history of the world fulfilled all prophecies. No human being in the history of the world was raised from the dead By God the Father except Jesus Christ, he is alive. Do you believe that? I want to just give you an opportunity right now. Just listen to me. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says this is simple. If you believe in the things I am saying right now about Jesus Christ, the Bible says if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. Simple. So before I even proceed, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, just repeat after me. It's really simple. Just say, "Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sins. I receive the forgiveness of all of my sins right now. And by faith, I'm asking you, Jesus Christ, to come into my heart and make me a new person. I receive and I accept that you've accepted me. In Jesus' name, amen." Friend, if you said that genuinely, based on the authority of God's word, you are a follower of Jesus Christ. You don't have to feel some emotion, just take it by faith. And friend, contact us. I want to send you a free book to help you grow into this relationship, okay? So that is the first thing the resurrection of Jesus Christ means, that you come into this relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And right now you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. The second thing that the resurrection means to you, it means that death is abolished. You do not have to be afraid of dying if you are in the Lord Jesus Christ. Is anything impossible for God? See, as followers of Jesus Christ, when we die, we are transitioned into eternity in the presence of God. Everyone is going to die, and everyone goes into eternity. But there are two roads into eternity, in the presence of God and the absence of God, which is hell. But God's will is that when you take your last breath here, your next breath will be in his presence. So Jesus Christ has abolished death. You don't have to be afraid of death. Jesus Christ is alive, so there is hope. Do you believe that? We are blessed. Glory to God. And the third key meaning of the resurrection to you is that that same power which raised Jesus Christ from the dead is available to you to enable you to overcome and to live and excel in this present life. Again, that is the title of today's message, Excelling in the Power of the Resurrection. We live in a fallen world. We have various challenges, various problems. It could be sicknesses and diseases. It could be broken relationships. It could just be the day in, day out burdens of just caring for your family, just to deal with your employer. But friend, Jesus Christ said in this world, as in right now, we will face various trials and tribulations. He said, "Take heart, I have overcome the world." So that power of the resurrection is available. So I want to go over one key scripture that teaches this so clearly. And friend, as you are being blessed right now, I'm just trusting God that your hearts are open to just receive this truth from his word. So get your Bibles out. Let's read out loud. Let's get into Romans 8, verses 10 through 15. Once we get through the scriptures, I will provide or discuss five practical ways that we can access the resurrection power and excel in every area of life, because that is God's will for you and for me. God is awesome. Romans 8, 10 through 15, out of the Amplified Version. Verse 10, "If Christ lives in you, though your natural body is dead because of sin, your spirit is alive because of righteousness which he provides." Let's pause right away. We are learning that because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, when you come into that relationship with God through Christ, you inherit Christ's righteousness. What does this mean? This means that God sees you through Christ in right standing, in perfect standing. God is not mad at you. He has forgiven all of your sins as far as the east is from the west. He sees you righteous through Christ. How do you see yourself? You see, this is the beginning of excelling in the power of the resurrection. You have to train yourself to see you as God sees you, righteous, forgiven, blessed, anointed, favored. Come on, is that how you see yourself? Isn't that awesome just to think that God Almighty sees me right, has already favored me because of Jesus Christ? Friend, it's enough to say, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Moving on here, verse 11. And this is the key verse now, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you. Did you get that? I think I want to repeat that. Somebody needs to hear this again. Let's repeat this, verse 11. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you. So clearly, as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you, giving life to your physical bodies, giving life to any problems you are dealing with, giving life to your circumstances. Are you getting this? Jesus Christ teaches in John 6:63 that the Spirit gives life. Friend, that resurrection life available brings life to all of your problems. Whatever you are dealing with right now, just call upon the Holy Spirit, just the Holy Spirit. I just release the resurrection life over my marriage. I believe things are working out. I just release the resurrection life over my body. My body is receiving healing right now. Speak life into your body. If it is fear, anxiety, just repeat after me. Father God, I just release the resurrection life of Jesus Christ over my mind, over my soul. Fear, anxiety is leaving me right now in Jesus' name. You have to stand. This is scripture. You have what you need to overcome. The power of the resurrection is in you, but you have to believe it, access it, declare and decree it, and overcome. Come on, are you being blessed by this? Friend, we are blessed. So we have to train ourselves to depend on that power of the resurrection, because God is always willing. Nothing is impossible with God. We have to believe. If he can raise Jesus Christ from the dead, your problem is nothing. You have to just trust God. Cast it to God. He cares. Moving on here, verse 12. So then, brothers and sisters, now he's saying that because we have the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, so then, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but not to our flesh, our human nature, our worldliness, our sinful capacity to live according to the impulses of the flesh, our nature, without the Holy Spirit. Let me pause. That is a mouthful. All this is saying is that since we have that spirit that raised Christ from the dead in us, we have an obligation not to live as unbelievers. We have an obligation not to live in accordance with our own carnal, fleshy, ungodly desires. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us so that life, that power, come on, that power that is in you can manifest and help you to overcome. That's what this is saying. So moving on, verse 13. For if you are living according to the impulses of the flesh, you are going to die. Let me pause. The death here is not physical death. It's not saying that God is going to strike you dead. No, God is the author of life. Come on. This is saying that if you live in accordance with ungodly standards and you lean on your own understanding, you live like unbelievers, you will open the door for the spirit of fear and anxiety, and those are forms of death. That's what this is teaching. But let's continue here. If you are living by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are habitually putting to death the sinful deeds of the body. You will really live forever. Glory to God. When you allow the Spirit that is in you, that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, to lead and guide you, and you submit and obey to the Spirit of God, you will live that blessed eternal life that Jesus Christ said in John 10:10. He came to give us life abundantly, exceedingly. And friend, remember, eternal life begins right here, right now, not just when you get to heaven. Eternal life begins the moment you confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you start to live in accordance with God's will, you submit to God's teachings, you allow the Spirit of God to lead and guide you, you would start to live eternal life, because the joy of the Lord will fill your soul, His strength will anchor you, His peace will reign in your soul, you will be overcoming. That is eternal life. So you can overcome in this present life because of the power of the resurrection that is on the inside of you. Isn't that such a blessed news? I hope you are receiving this. Moving on here, verse 14. For all who are allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit of God as sons of God, for you have not received a spirit of slavery leading again to fear of God's judgment, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, the spirit producing sonship by which we joyfully cry, Abba Father. Glory to God. Friend, Abba Father, that signals intimacy with God. You have to remember, during the Old Testament time, the Jews could not even call God their father. If anyone called God Abba Father during the Old Testament time, they would be stoned to death, which was one of the reasons the Jews hated Jesus, because they claimed that he called God his father. But because of the power of the resurrection, we have access. We can develop this intimate relationship with God, and we have permission to call God Abba Father. God wants best for us. Are you receiving this? Friend, that same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is in you right now, speaking to you right now. Just give God a shout and say thank you. So now, I want to discuss five practical ways you can access the power of the resurrection and excel daily in the power of the resurrection in every area of life. Number one, first things first, accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I gave this offer earlier. I will repeat myself because it's this important. As I mentioned earlier, Jesus Christ is the only person in the history of the entire world who died, crucified, and on the third day, God the Father raised him from the dead. He is legitimate. He is the real deal. He is the way, the truth, and the life. You cannot have a relationship with God the Father, the only God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. You cannot access the throne of God without Jesus Christ, because he is the only one who fulfilled all of Old Testament prophecies and was raised from the dead. We are celebrating the resurrection. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Another opportunity. The Bible teaches if you believe in your heart in Jesus Christ as the only Messiah, You confess that with your mouth, you shall be saved. It's simple. So right now, if you did not do it before, repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for Jesus Christ. I receive the forgiveness of all of my sins. I ask you, Jesus Christ, to come into my heart right now and change me. By faith, I believe you've accepted me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you said that genuinely, based on the authority of God's word and based on the authority of the power of the resurrection, you are a follower of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit has instantly sealed you. Come on. Glory to God. Contact us so I can send you a free book so you can live in the power of the resurrection. Number two, how to access and excel in the power of the resurrection. Learn to submit to the teachings in God's word. God is his word is him. You cannot separate. When you are studying God's word, you will be fellowshipping with God. Jesus Christ, the incarnate word of God, is the living word of God. So submit to the teachings in God's word. Do not lean on your own understanding. Do not make decisions. Do not be led by what you think, what you see. Be led by the word of God. Do not lean on your own reasoning or your own natural human tendency. Trust the Spirit of God in you. See yourself as God sees you. And some of you may ask, how do I do that? The Bible teaches us out of Romans 12, 1 through 2, that we should renew our minds. Means we take the word of God, we meditate on it, we ponder on it, we think about it over and over, until the word of God becomes a reality in our soul. You got to think like a child of God. That is how you start to excel in the power of the resurrection. Number three, be a doer of God's word. In other words, practice Christianity. The Bible teaches it's the doers who receive the blessings. It's the doers who get blessed. You can read the Bible all you want, listen to me or some other preacher all you want, but if you don't practice it, it profits you nothing. So, as you are submitting to God's word, you're submitting to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit asks you to do something such as to forgive, you forgive. If the Holy Spirit prompts you to give into his work, you give. If the Holy Spirit prompts you to pray for somebody, you pray. You practice the word of God. And as you are doing that, you will be living in accordance with God's word. You will be living by faith, and you will be excelling in the power of the resurrection, because the peace of God, the joy of the Lord, the strength of the Lord would anchor your soul. You will start to live the blessed life that Jesus Christ said he came to give you abundantly, exceedingly. So whatever you're going through today, go to God's word, find a promise and stand on it. Number four, how to access the power of the resurrection so you can excel. Make it a daily habit to invite the Holy Spirit into your life. Get up every day and say, Holy Spirit, I ask you to lead me unto all truths. I ask you to enable me, strengthen me to live out the day. Whatever your problems are, as you find a promise in God's word, take it to the Holy Spirit, invite him, give him direct access into your life. God is a gentleman. He's not going to force himself into your life. You invite him. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. God is willing. God is an ever-present God in times of trouble. And please keep this in mind. The Christian life, listen carefully. The Christian life, or living as a Christian, is a supernatural endeavor. Let me repeat that. Living as a Christian is a supernatural endeavor as you invite the Holy Spirit into your life and allow God, the Holy Spirit, to live in and through you. Did you get that? So whatever it is, invite the Holy Spirit. He is there to help you. Number five, be expectant. every day, get up in the morning and say, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have the power of the resurrection on the inside of me. So today, because you are a good God, I am expecting your favor to chase me. I am expecting good things to come out of this day. I am expecting your strength to fill me. Be expectant, because God is a good, good Father. He withholds nothing from you. So have a positive, Christ-like outlook that good things are going to chase you, and they will, because that is God's will for you. As you're doing these things, you will be excelling in the power of the resurrection. Friend, I want to leave you with this promise from God. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is at work within us. Glory to God. What is that power? The power of the resurrection. The power that raised Christ Jesus, that is on the inside of you as a child of God. That power is available to you, friend. God loves you. God has displayed his love on Calvary's cross over 2,000 years ago. Can you receive that love? As you do these five things I have discussed, I promise you, based on the authority of God's word, based on the authority of the power of the resurrection, you will start to live that blessed, exciting, joyful life that Jesus Christ came to give you. But the choice is yours. So I am trusting God today that your hearts have received what I have shared here to encourage you, that we will run into various trials and tribulations, but there is hope in the resurrection. There is hope because of the resurrection. So we do not have to live in despair. We have that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead on the inside of us. Nothing is impossible with God. I hope you receive this. In Jesus' name, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I lift up all of the listeners today. We say thank you for Jesus Christ. We say thank you for the power of the resurrection that is on the inside of each of us who have confessed faith in Jesus Christ. We say thank you because you love us. We say thank you because you withhold no good thing from us. We say thank you because you go before us to protect us. Your favor is upon us. So, Father God, as we celebrate this Easter, we acknowledge your presence. We magnify your name. We glorify your holy name. We say thank you for Jesus Christ. We say thank you for your love. We say thank you for your favor. We thank you for the God, for you are willing to bring us into this relationship. We thank you. And I have prayed in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And everyone who agrees says amen. Happy Easter 2023. God loves you.